This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, December 17th. Well, I just want to update everybody on what's going on. First of all, late yesterday, the NASDAQ market had a pretty stunning reversal. It looks like a lot of it was option related. Today is option expiration day. But what's really going on is NASDAQ is retesting its December 3rd lows. Now, I previously said I didn't think that would happen. Well, guess what? I was wrong. And the market is retesting its lows. Volume is light. And that's all that's going on. Now, because today is option expiration day, it's just a wild day, period. But we should get a bounce off of this retest. And then we want to see volume slowly build. Now, the only problem with that is we're in the holidays. And people are distracted. They got other things on their mind. Okay. But I do want to assure you there's nothing wrong out there. Okay, the interest rate environment remains ideal, okay? The Fed's FOMC statement this week was dovish, okay? We anticipated 3 rate hikes. That's what we got. But the Fed assured us that the rates would be at or near zero, their federal funds rate, until they're done winding down their tapering. The reason they can wind down their tapering is the U.S. dollar is very, very strong, and there is incredible buying pressure out there for our Treasury securities. Again, last week's 10-year Treasury auction, 69% of the buyers were foreign. So there's a lot of issues around the world. You know, China's got some problems. Europe's slowing down. Germany's is teetering on their growth. And the U.S. has faster growth than the rest of the world. We got higher rates. We got a stronger currency. It's just a lot better here. And let's face it, it's still a full employment society. So the 10-year Treasury bond right now is 1.39 as I talk to you. And it may not stay there. It may bounce back above 1.4 or 1.5. But relative to interest rates, the stock market is a screaming buy. It's as simple as that. What's been happening all this year is that when these earnings come out, the stocks aren't going up as much as earnings, so P ratios are being compressed. And there should be no valuation concerns right now because, again, we have a lot of productivity gains, we still have profit margin expansion, and so things are looking awfully good. So all we've had is a severe correction that was triggered right after Thanksgiving. That Friday after Thanksgiving due to Omicron. We know the Omicron variant is spreading rapidly, but then it's going to fizzle, okay? Just like it's not a problem in South Africa now. Remember, after Thanksgiving, South Africa was the problem, but not in Johannesburg. The cases have collapsed, okay? And Omicron is more like a flu. And I'm not saying you can't die from it. No one's died from it in the U.S. yet. Somebody in Britain died from it. But it's like a severe flu. Okay, and I know it's, you know, closing down Cornell, where my daughter goes to school, and Princeton and some other places, universities, but the truth of the matter is it's going to be fine, okay? So all we're doing is retesting those December 3rd lows. We're going to have a big bounce. The Fed can say they're doing this and that, but market rates have come down. Even intermediate treasury yields came down. So the market is anticipating a dovish Fed, a very careful Fed, a very responsible Fed. Interest rates are going to remain well below inflation for a long time. And so what do you do in an inflationary environment? It's either real estate or stocks. That's it. Okay. So the stock market is a screaming buy. The S&P dividend yield is now back above the 10-year Treasury yield. And we're going to be fine. Oh, and by the way, the big stocks in the S&P, guess what? They get half their revenue outside of America. So when the dollar's strong, they reap windfall profits. So I don't want anybody to panic. I don't enjoy these pullbacks and retests of the lows. But it's happened on light volume. It's happening during the holidays. Actually, it started during the holidays, the Friday after Thanksgiving. And all we're doing is retesting those December 3rd lows. So look for a nice rebound next week, but I expect the best time for you to buy is still the last week of the year between Christmas and New Year's, okay? So enjoy the holidays, everybody. Sorry the markets have to go through these gyrations and retest the recent lows. But the retests are happening in light volume. So we're going to go up, up, and away, and we don't have to worry about it, okay? So hang in there, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep up these podcasts during fast market conditions. By the way, we should get consumer confidence out today. That's going to be important to see what's going on with consumers. It appears that consumers are still spending, but the reason November retail sales might have slowed dramatically is that when you spend more money putting gas in your tank, you spend less money on other things. So that seems to be on consumers' minds, and you know it's on the Biden administration's minds. That's why they opened the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. They might have to do a lot more of that. So you know, inflation is interesting, but it's going to start to dissipate next year, and we're going to have more orderly economic growth. But right now, the fourth quarter is still shaping up for robust growth. By the way, the Atlanta Fed is estimating that our GDP growth this for the fourth quarter at 7%. I thought they'd revise it a little lower than that, but in the wake of the November retail sales report, 7% GDP growth is still stunning. And that's probably because October retail sales were so strong. So hang in there, everybody. Enjoy the holidays. We're going to rally in the last week. We're going to firm up next week. Then we're going to rally in the between Christmas and New Year's. And then we're going to start the new year off on the right note because there's going to be a lot of pension funding, a lot more money coming to the market, and we'll pop from that. That's it. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody.